Once again, Michael Feldman.
I feel pretty, oh so pretty. I feel pretty and witty and gay and so pretty.
Tim Rodenberg, I definitely want to talk to you because he's the sheriff of Claremont County in Batavia, Ohio, near Cincinnati. And I figure if I'm ever driving around there, I say, I know Tim Rodenberg, you know, what he stopped me for. Very close personal, where is Tim? Close personal friend. And he's dressed for the Tour de France and everything, and I mentioned that earlier. By the way, that's going on today, and if you're at the Tour de France, will you get off the street already? What's with those people standing in the street?
Who knows?
Yeah, they have to avoid them, when they go through a town or something like that. Get out of the street, people! Okay, I had to get that on my chest. How are you?
Nice to meet you, sir.
Nice to meet you. You want to stand up so people can see I got a real sheriff here and everything? Because you look like a sheriff.
Thank you.
You're out of uniform, no?
I'm married to a judge, too.
Married to a judge?
Yes, sir.
Did you meet in that under those circumstances?
No. Fortunately, she's a divorce judge. We met in law school.
Oh, we met in law school?
Yeah, or actually before, undergrad.
Yeah, so you could have been a divorce attorney yourself.
I was for a while. I was an attorney before I became sheriff and the prosecutor.
Oh, yeah. Did you do divorces? Not divorces.
I did that. That drove me out of the business, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Wasn't much fun.
Easier to be a sheriff, or you just...
Yes. We break up the fights, and then she resolves them in court.
Yeah. A lot of them are domestic, too, aren't they?
Oh, they are. Yeah, unfortunately, we see a lot of that today.
So now, you're the sheriff, though.
Yes, Claremont County. We're just east of Cincinnati.
What does the sheriff actually do? Because you got deputies, right, to do everything, right?
Actually, I don't do much. You're right.
Yeah. Because I might be interested in doing that sometime.
Well, the troops do the work. I have about 200 people working for me.
But where are you physically when they're out there prowling in their prowlers?
Unfortunately, I'm mainly dealing with the administration and bureaucracy, politics.
So you're sitting in a nice air-conditioned office somewhere near Batavia.
Well, most of the time, yes.
Okay. Not a bad job.
No.
Did you have to work your way up? Did you start off as a...
Actually not. I was an assistant prosecutor for 10 years.
Yeah.
And the sheriff retired, and I ran for election. It's been about 15 years ago, and I've been reelected about 4 times with no one running against me, so that's...
Pretty good. There's a new sheriff in town, ladies and gentlemen. Tim Rodenberg. Well, thank you for coming here, Tim. What brings you to town?
Visiting our son and his girlfriend.
Okay.
Nick and Julia. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, there they are. They don't seem to know that they're here.
Thank you.
Okay, is that working out pretty good?
Oh, it is. It's a nice visit, and it's a nice town. A little warm here. It's 15 degrees cooler in Cincinnati, which is 8 hours south of here.
Yeah. It's unbelievable, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah. Well, thanks for being here.
Nice to meet you.
Sheriff?
Nice to meet you. Thanks.
Mike Feldman, you have a card or something in case I... Because once in a while we go to Cincinnati around here. If I get stopped, I want to just show them your card.
Well, I've got it.
Instead of doing a 50 out of the wallet thing, which gets old, you know. Oh, what is that sticking out of your wallet? Oh, that's just a 50. But... If I have your card, it'll go a lot further. I don't want your ARP card.
Yeah, I've got it.
Yeah, what do you got a lot? Give me the ARP card. That'd be good.
I've written "Get out of jail free" on the back too.
Yeah, excellent. Thank you very much, Tim. Sheriff.
Thank you.
Thank you. I meant to say sheriff. I didn't mean to say. I am keeping this. This is a real sheriff's card. I have a card from a sheriff. If I ever get in trouble, show him it's from the sheriff. Yeah, cool, huh?
You like that?
Yeah, cool. Oh, sorry, okay, I don't mean it. I'm just saying I'm kind of excited about it. Now I got to get one from every city that I happen to pass through, and I'll be in business. Tracy Coombs rhymes with rooms. Are you like Mitt considering a female running mate? No, I've considered running after a few females for mates, but never as a running mate. They never run with me, so they wouldn't be running mates. So that's Tracy Coombs rhymes with rooms. Where's Tracy Coombs? Rhymes with rooms. Hi, how are you? Let's see. You think of running?
Absolutely not. Yeah.
Would you like to run in a Feldman Coombs ticket?
No.
No? Okay. No. I guess then I won't come over there because you don't seem interested at all. Thank you for asking, though. Maggie Catterbeck. No, it's Catterbeck. Catterbeck. Okay. I'll give it to you. She just works for a search engine optimization. You do?
I do.
Where are you? Oh, well, there you are. Hi. I had to search for you. If Abraham Lincoln killed vampires, what did Teddy Roosevelt kill? Probably his horse. You know, he put on quite a bit of weight. And, Have you seen that movie? Or what is that, a movie?
Hi. Hi. No, I haven't seen the movie, but I'm really curious to see it, because I think it's really weird.
It doesn't sound that way from the title, you know, Abraham Lincoln, vampire killer.
It's probably true.
You think there's some truth to it?
Probably.
Are you into that whole vampire thing? Or are you a vampire lover person?
No, they scare me. Nope. Don't.
You know they don't exist.
Oh.
You feel better now?
I do. I feel much safer. Thank you.
Okay. All right. But are you into any sort of the genre? I mean, you know.
I did see Twilight and stuff, but my friend kind of forced me to. But once you get hooked, you get hooked. Yeah. But I don't know.
It's all about that guy takes his shirt off all the time, right?
Yeah, and also True Blood. Okay, so I'm kind of into the vampire thing.
Not so much zombies, more vampire?
No, zombies definitely scare me. Those ones definitely do.
They're also not real.
I don't know.
You're more attracted to a vampire than a zombie.
Probably date a vampire over a zombie, yes.
Is this who you're dating now?
Oh my God, this is my brother.
Sorry about that.
No problem.
Mistake to make. Everybody makes that mistake.
Yeah, everybody frequently thinks that we're dating, but that's not true because he's my brother.
It's just not practical. You know too much about each other, for one thing. Thank you very much. Thank you. What'd you say? It's time to play the quiz?
Oh, did I say that? It's time to play the quiz.
You're not even paying any attention at all, Mike. If you're going to be our announcer, you got to...
I was nodding off there for... No, just kidding. I'm joking. No, it probably is time to play the quiz. That's a good idea.
Well, what time is it? I don't know. You should be watching.
It's time to play the quiz.
Oh, it is. It is. It is time to play. Okay, come on in. Plenty of room, plenty of seats, immediate seating. Come on in. We're going to play the What Do You Know quiz, a chance to win fabulous prizes simply for being fabulous. Before we can do that, we have to have... who do I give that? The sheriff has got... Okay, a sheriff. Come on over here. Tim, Sheriff, he has the four disclaimers. He can tell you if you can or cannot play the quiz. It's very important.
Read from the top. All questions used on What Do You Know have been painstakingly researched, although the answers have not. Ambiguous, misleading, or poorly worded questions are par for the course. Listeners who are sticklers for the truth should get their own shows. Who life coaches the life coach? Persons employed by the International House of Radio or its member stations are lucky to be working at all, let alone tying up the office phones trying to play the quiz. Listeners who have won recently should sit on their hands and let someone else have a chance for a change. All opinions expressed on What Do You Know are well-reasoned and insightful. Needless to say, they are not those of the International House of Radio, its member stations, or lackeys. Anyone who says otherwise is itching for a fight.
A very close friend.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Tim. I owe you a lot. No, keep that. That's a little souvenir. It's the least we can do. That's not a bribe. Let's see the hands of those of you who want to show them, indicating interest in playing the quiz. A chance for you to... Your hand was up. Are you taking it back? You what? You want him to do it? Well, you'd have to ask him about that, dear. I don't really care. I think he wants you to do it. You want her to do it, don't you? Oh, he wants to do it. Or you want her to do it? You want to do it? Well, come down this way. It's shorter. Okay, that's cool. I'll be back. Okay. All right, there. She wants you to do this. Why is that?
I have no idea.
Yeah. Do you even know who she is?
I'm vaguely familiar with her, all right.
And you are?
Tony McCarthy.
Tony, and you from around here, Tony?
Well, I live in Green Bay now.
You live in Green Bay? But where'd you come from originally?
I came from Ireland originally.
Ireland? That's near Green Bay, isn't it?
Pretty close, yeah. Longitudinally.
Yeah. Okay. Tony, one good reason you should play this quiz.
Can't think of a good one, but I'll give you a bad one. I play trivia all the time.
He's a trivial guy. He's a trivialist. Come on, Tony. Come on, Tony. Come on, Tony. All the way from Green Bay, Ireland. I have a seat up here, if you would. Right there. Make yourself at home. That water is for you. All right there. Nice piano work. All right.
Tony.
So what do you do these days as far as a work or play or vocation?
I'm a food scientist.
A food scientist?
Yeah.
So do you actually invent food or?
Sort of. No, yeah. Just try to make it healthier and.
What food have you made healthier recently?
Cheese.
Healthy cheese. You know, Tony, no one's going to eat it if it's healthy for you.
I know.
You immediately see it plummet.
Fatally flawed.
Yeah. How do you make cheese healthy? You don't eat it, right?
No, you no. Take the fat down.
Take the fat down? But that's the flavor, Tony.
You don't eat quite so much of it, though.
So much flavor?
No, it still tastes just as good, even better.
It does, huh? But what do you have in place of fat, then?
Or is maybe that a little bit of lactose.
Proprietary.
Maybe a little bit of water, that kind of thing.
Lactose and water. Boy, that sounds good to me. Boy.
No sugar.
The lactose water and other things you can't mention because you're
okay, proprietary,
proprietary and so forth. Have you always been a food scientist?
Yeah.
Yeah, interesting. Where were you trained as a food scientist?
In Cork, in University College Cork.
Yeah. Well, is Irish food science a little different from American food science?
You know, it's a big dairy country as well, so it's very similar to Wisconsin.
Similar. You know anything about the bubbles in Guinness?
Yeah. Yep. Nitrogen as opposed to CO2. Yeah. Is it a nice, dense, tight
So that's
form?
Why there's so many of them and they're so small?
Exactly.
And they keep coming at you?
Well, that's if you keep drinking them, you know what I mean?
Well, let me ask you this.
Gotta get out of the way.
Is it actually a meal in a glass? I've been told this and I believe it.
Well, yeah, we've been told that too. It's all brainwashing. You know, Guinness is good for you. You know, but
it's good for you.
In small doses.
So, small doses. Small doses. The Irish it's, small doses, I can deal with that.
It's really good for you in larger doses, though.
That's it. And how long have you been over on this side?
Well, this is my second tour.
Second tour?
Yeah, I've lived here for about 15 years before, and I've been here about 2 years.
Yeah. Do you work out of a company from over there and over here?
Well, I kind of traveled around, you know, with the food science business. It's pretty global, so, you know, I was in Ireland and Mexico for a few years.
So are you just like a food scientist gunslinger?
Pretty much, yeah.
You're a hired gun?
That's what I am.
You're a hired gun? You've been to Green Bay? Where else have they?
Have food will travel.
Yeah. Where else have you? Where else have you slung?
Well, lots of different places. Yeah. I worked in Saudi Arabia. Like I said, I worked in Mexico for about 6 years. And,
food science in Saudi Arabia, a little different again.
It's difficult getting those cows to produce milk in that heat, but
Do they have dairy herds in Saudi Arabia?
They do, yeah.
They do, but they're indoors, I suppose.
No, actually, outdoors they've got shade and they've got water sprays, and they don't have the humidity like we have here. And actually, it's quite good.
Oh, very good, very good.
Yeah.
John, did you have a question?
Well, I had a question.
Yes.
Do you want to know if somebody else wants to play the quiz?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just very interested in this Phillips food science. Yeah, how do they do that?
Well, you know, if they want to play the quiz, all they have to do is pick up a phone and dial
800-940.
Well, you mentioned the time earlier.
I'm talking to him, not you.
Sorry about that.
800. You're the announcer. You don't even know I'm here. 800-942-5669.
That's 1-800-WA-NO or 1-800-WACK-NOW, and answer this qualifying question.
Okay. I guess I got to do this then. I'll be right back to you. Good things here. Hemingway. The squirrel-tailed dinosaur discovered in Bavaria pretty much proves something about dinosaurs that people thought may have been true, but this confirms it apparently because it's the oldest dinosaur thing they found so far. Not a thing. It's a fossil. But the discovery actually proves something that pretty much confirms a fact about dinosaurs that was thought to be true, and now they pretty much think is true. And what is that thought then about dinosaurs things is the question. Oh, and the phone's already there. Good, good. They've been online the whole time anyhow. So Kathy's online from Phoenix. Hey, Kathy.
Hey, how are you?
Pretty good. Temperature in Phoenix right now?
Temperature in Phoenix, well, it's probably, oh gosh, it's 94, and it'll probably get up to at least 104.
Eh, is that typical? We get that all the time, Kathy. We had 140 yesterday, or the other day.
Well, it's probably going to get hotter than that during the week, up to maybe 110 to 113.
Okay, but you claim you have dry heat. Is that what I hear?
Right now we're in monsoon season, and monsoon season coincides with the hurricane season.
Yeah.
And so it's, we can actually have pretty high humidity.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you this now, the question here. This squirrel-tailed dinosaur, does it more or less prove that dinosaurs had feathers?
Well, they've always thought that dinosaurs were related to birds, yeah. So that would make sense. That would make sense.
Yes, that's right. Whoa, you hit that right on the head, Kathy McCann from Phoenix. All right. Kathy, are you comfortable here? You got a...
Something yes, to... I'm really excited.
Oh, you're very good. Kathy, this is Tony. He's a food scientist.
Hi, Kathy.
Hey, Tony.
He may have scientized some of your food that you've eaten, actually, so that's pretty interesting.
Well, I think that would be great. And guess what, Tony? I'm Irish, too, so I think this is going to be great.
Okay. Cool. All awesome. Right. Well, this means something to somebody somewhere, then. That's very important. Two of you work as a team, Kathy and Tony. We have various categories, don't we, Mike Arnold?
We do indeed. The categories are people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, current events, science, and odds and ends.
Okay, Kathy, you picked the first one. What would you like?
Current events.
Current events, right out of the news. Okay, so what's new in particle physics?
Oh.
Talk over, right? Yeah, both of you.
Yeah, that'd be the God particle.
They discovered a new particle.
Yeah. The Higgs boson, yeah?
He's saying it's the God particle.
Yep.
Is that what you heard?
Yeah.
Kathy? Yeah? Okay, yeah, yes. Okay, yeah. Yeah, okay,
cool.
I hadn't heard it, but I got it right.
So that would be one right and okay. Zero wrong. Okay. And the remaining categories are people, places, things you should have learned in school, science, or odds and ends.
Very good. Donnie, what would you like?
Well, let's pick something I know nothing about. Science.
Science. Food science, other science might be outside your genre. Which of the following is actually hardwired in the brain? Is it coveting, honoring parenting, or adulterying? These are the things from the Ten Commandments. One of them is actually...
Are we talking a human brain?
Yes, I'm talking the human brain.
The monkey brain.
Thank you for mentioning that. I was. Which of the following is hardwired in the human brain? Coveting, we covet by hardwiring, honoring our parenting, or adulterying. Is that wired in there?
Well, I guess coveting.
What do you think, Tony?
I'm guessing coveting because wanting what other people have got.
Yeah, that's hardwired, you think? Yeah.
I'll be my guess. What do you think, Kathy?
He's a food scientist.
Which one of those would have a survival advantage? Coveting?
How about he's right? Didn't we just say that? Yes? Okay, he's right. Okay, all right. All right.
That's two right and zero wrong. Okay. No wrong.
All right, what's left there?
No wrong. Mike? And what's left is people, places, things you should have learned in school, or odds and ends.
Odds and ends. Back to Kathy.
Things I should have learned in school.
Had been paying attention. Youngsters sniffing the armpit pads of the elderly. In a recent study. I don't know why this is in here, but I had put it somewhere. Do they A, get unbelievably grossed out, B, could tell they were old people, or C, said earthy or stale water smell? These are youngsters sniffing the armpit pads of the elderly. Probably happens in food science.
All the time.
They can tell they were old people.
Okay.
I'm going to go with you on this one, Kathy. Yeah.
Yes, they can tell they're old people pretty easily. Well, there you go. Don't keep your armpit pads lying around. They've won the quiz, Mike.
They have won the quiz. Yeah.
They could quit here, or they could go for a one-fer, it seems to me, at this point.
Right, or they could go for the mother load for just one more, right?
One more. We could do one. Yeah. We're short on time. Is that okay with you?
I don't know.
Excellent. What's left then? You guys want to go on?
You choose, Kathy. I don't know.
People, places.
What's left?
People, places.
Well, no, you've won the quiz. You could quit here, but you could go for the mother load just by answering one more question right. You get it wrong, of course, you lose everything.
Well, what do you think, Tony? Are you a gambling man?
Yes, I guess he is. Okay.
Who knew?
Okay.
Come on.
People, places, or odds and ends?
People, places, odds and ends. Is it your turn to choose, Tony? I believe it is.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, this is for everything, all the marbles.
We'll try them. Was it people, places?
People, places? They're two different things.
Oh, well, places, then.
Places, then? Okay. The Great Wall of China, longer or shorter than originally thought? They finally measured it after all these years, thinking, boy, this is a great wall. But
Does it turn out
to be longer or shorter than they originally thought by measuring it accurately for the first time?
The Great Wall of China.
Yeah, longer or shorter?
Need an answer,
folks.
Longer or shorter?
Running out of time here.
I'm going to guess longer. Oh.
Longer? Tony says longer, and he's a food scientist.
So I'm obviously wrong.
Okay. You think so, Tony?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
He thinks so, yes. What do you think, Kathy?
Whatever Tony thinks.
For everything. This is for everything. No pressure.
Oh, yes.
I'm getting nods here.
Yes? Say yes?
Yes. Yes.
Yes. It is. Yes. Longer. Much longer. Over 9,000 miles long compared to, kilometers.
Wow.
Yes. They, much longer. They had no idea. Yeah, go ahead.
And Tony, here's what you won. When you need to answer questions about the past, present, or future, about relationships, or just about any situation, you can turn to the Zombie Tarot, an oracle of the undead with deck and instructions written by Stacey Graham and illustrated by Keppel and Garoni, and then learn about the Dairy State reading Mary Erpenbach and Maggie Ginsburg Schultz's Wisconsin, a tradition of innovation. Huh. Kathy, you've won a bag of Steep and Brew breakfast blend designed to be lively and satisfying for that first wake-up cup, as well as some sweet, smooth Costa Rican terrazzo from Madison's Steep and Brew Coffee. We know beans about coffee. Then get on down with the Funk Masters Clyde Stubblefield and John Jabbo Starks on the CD Come and Get Some of This from WJCT Jacksonville. Celebrate more than a year of royal wedded bliss with a book of William and Kate Paperdolls from Tom Tierney. And the What Do You Know party game is also your prize. You're listening to What Do You Know? Michael Feldman, producer, international. They all get
it's
that.
It's the big deal.
It's the big deal. This is PRI, Public Radio International. Okay.